The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Caring, concerned viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today's Stop Animal Cruelty program will examine the annual massacre, or cull, of Cape fur seals in the South African nation of Namibia. These seals are classified as an endangered species, according to the Convention in Trade of Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES. The cull, or destruction of seals to reduce their population, recently made worldwide headlines as the rescue organisation Seal Alert SA, or South Africa, offered to buy out the entire Namibian seal industry and thus effectively end this vicious practice. The offer was made before the start of the 2009 seal culling season, which extends from July the 1st to November 15th. As $14 million US dollars was needed to be raised to make stopping the violence forever a reality, Supreme Master Ching Hai, hearing of this noble endeavour, lovingly pledged $200,000 towards the effort on June 29, 2009. Soon after, the cull was delayed until July 15, 2009, for further negotiations between Seal Alert South Africa and the industry. Currently, the organisation is still working hard to raise sufficient funds for the purchase. By law, up to 85,000 baby pups and 6,000 adult males known as bulls may be killed during this bloody period. And amazingly, the 85,000 limit exceeds by approximately 18,000 the number of seal pups alive on July 1st, and thus annihilates all living pups in the colony. Before we continue, let's learn more about the gentle, intelligent Cape fur seal from Seal Alert South Africa founder, Mr. Francois Hugo, who has compassionately spent the past 10 years rescuing, protecting, and caring for these precious animals.
They are full of emotions. They respond to you. They answer your calls. Although they are wild seals, they behave as intimately as any animal that you've ever encountered would.
You must understand, a lot of people think that because they're animals, they have no brain power.
Yep.
That these animals function exactly like us humans. They think for themselves, they think what is right, they think what is wrong for them, and when they see other people around them helping them, they understand, and you have to believe in that. And I've had seals that are entangled or shot come and die in my arms, come and give birth, come and get freed to such an extent they will actually walk into your door.
The coast of Namibia provides a perfect home for these animal co-inhabitants due to the cold Benguela current, which runs from the Antarctic along the west coast of Africa. Furthermore, the plentiful food resources in the area's shallow waters are another reason the seals like to congregate and breed there. However, their reproductive life cycle is highly sensitive and easily upset by human activity, particularly fishing, and, of course, the mass slaughter that occurs for almost 140 days during the annual seal culling season. Each year, the Namibian seal massacre begins in the early morning of July 1st, when before the tourists arrive to see the seals, up to 140 untrained, seasonal migrant workers converge on Cape Cross, Lüderitz and Atlas Bay, where they are authorised to bludgeon to death thousands of innocent baby seals. These three coastal sites are where approximately 60% of all the pups are born. First, the killers go onto the beaches and round up all the pups into large groups, causing great panic and distress as the babies are separated from their mothers. The infant seals are then cold-heartedly grouped to make their slaughter occur more easily and quickly for the men. The seals may be forcibly corralled for over half an hour, thus keeping them in a highly stressed and fearful state. In an attempt to escape, the pups crawl over one another and many die of suffocation and overheating, while others vomit the milk they have recently suckled from their mothers. After the group is large enough, the workers barbarously smash their fragile, undeveloped skulls in with heavy 100 to 120 centimeter wood clubs with iron caps on the top, much like the hacker picks used in the Canadian harp seal hunt, but without the spikes. During the frenzied attacks, the seals are typically struck many times, causing them extreme pain and suffering. The animals are then dragged to another site, where they are horrifically stabbed in the heart to bleed them out and finally kill them. The slaughterers often make mistakes, such as stabbing the poor pups in the chest, leading to slow, agonizing deaths as the baby's lungs fill with blood and cause them to choke. Some workers even brutally hack the baby's chests open to get to their hearts. The pups are often viciously beaten over the head repeatedly by the murderers when bleeding them out does not induce death. Most frequently, the time between the first blow on the head and the final breath is an hour, during which time the young ones lie in a state of utter anguish and torture. Finally, the men heartlessly tear the skin away from the seals' raw, beaten bodies to obtain their fur. Shockingly, some pups are still alive when their fur is sickeningly ripped away. Each day during the cull, up to 1,000 seal pups experience this utterly savage skin removal while fully conscious. The unimaginable cruelty of the seal cull does not stop there. When we return, we'll learn the fate of seals that managed to escape the massacre. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television, featuring the appalling annual seal cull in Namibia, which involves the cold-blooded murder of 85,000 baby and 6,000 adult male Cape fur seals. During the process of being herded into groups for slaughter, some seals manage to escape. However, during the panic, many children lose their mothers and end up drifting aimlessly in the sea, alone and hungry. Some of these orphans swim hundreds of kilometers in search of food or their colony. But as they are young and inexperienced, many drown or otherwise die and are washed up on shore. Mr. Francois Hugo often rescues and nurses these orphans back to health.
So the very few that now do come into my hands, basically a malnutritioned infant baby that has gone through huge stress, that weakened its immune system, and you now got to try and get that baby back to the point where it came out the mother's womb. And that's your first hurdle, and most of them will actually not make it or start to die. The next process is then you've got to get this poor animal, which has no idea who's working with him or where he is or what his environment is. He's basically in a semi-comatose state. Once you start to basically revive or get life into the animal as such, then it's a process now where he has to accept that you are now the adopted parent and that you will try and take care of him until he can try and take care of himself.
The 6,000 adult male Cape fur seals, known as bulls, are mercilessly shot using 22 caliber rifles equipped with silencers, which are used to avoid panicking and frightening away the other bulls. The slaughterers work in pairs, a loader and a shooter, who stand 25 to 30 meters away from the unsuspecting seals. The shooter aims for the head in order to kill the bull, but as the seals are sometimes moving, the shot might miss and tear into the body of a nearby seal. In such cases, the shooting continues until the seal is slain. Some adult seals that are hit but not killed managed to escape into the sea, only to die a slow, agonizing death in the water. A number of other human threats cause these marine beings to suffer in horrible ways. For example, seals often get caught in discarded fishing lines and nets, which wind around the seal's fins or heads, causing excruciating pain and eventual death.
That guy stood up now, he's entangled the fishing line. This guy's neck is entangled with it. There's a guy lying there. Okay? Now, to give you an example, we know exactly where this comes from. This comes from the tuna fishing industry. What's attached around the tuna's tail is what's around their necks. And a portion of those loops that are hanging up the tuna will now end up around these seals' necks. It's mutilation. So you can see that other one's got scarring from it, Phil. What you're seeing now is that will never break off. And he will grow up into a big bull, and his neck will be constricted further and further, and a lot of them frequently die from it.
Cape fur seals are also hunted by tourists, who pay a fee to shoot the beautiful animals with guns or bows and arrows. In addition, many seals simply starve to death due to human mismanagement of marine resources. For instance, in the year 2000, up to 300,000 seals died of starvation, and other mass starving incidents have occurred since that time.
The problems around seals is immense. As I say, you're talking about an abuse structure that's gone on for 600 years or longer. Seals, by being killed and beaten on islands, have now had to flee as a result of that. They've now moved on to the mainland, where they've now come across new predators, new diseases, new hardships in life. And the result is that as the population's increased and the finances become more of an issue, governments resorted to now actually trying to remove one species to profit more from another. So the seals in Namibia are now being culled to basically, on the pretext, assist fisheries or to make them more profitable, but none of it's based on any kind of science.
This species should be protected by mankind and not interfered with, and we should try and ensure that it has some place on this planet and under the sun.
Despite the European Union's recent noble decision to ban the importation of seal products, this disgusting, inhumane and senseless massacre continues. What can we do in response? Certainly, seal products such as fur, meat and oil capsules should never be purchased. Also, it is important to raise awareness of the issue by informing friends and family and writing to government officials to demand that this unacceptable practice stop immediately. We wish to thank Mr. Francois Hugo of Seal Alert South Africa for his laudable, dedicated and caring efforts to protect Cape fur seals. We pray that all beings will soon live together in peace and harmony. Through our individual choices and collective consciousness, we can make heaven on earth, where animals and humans live as one in mutual respect and love. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all life on earth be safe, cherished and loved.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.